Council meeting for February the 8th. If everyone would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Amen. We have roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
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 Here. I mean, yes.
Yes.
The agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Need approval of the January 25th minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to approve the January 25th minutes as presented.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 And those minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
I'd like to remind everyone the Old Post Bluegrass Jam is going to be this Sunday out at the Becca Student Union all day. And on Friday, right across the street, Sacred Heart Fish Fry. Come on by. Might even see me cook.
Here?
Right next door, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, anything else? Not committee chair reports.
It was probably November right before the election. We discussed a little bit with the former council the possibility of updating the website, maybe updating emails and things with that. After the election, we had rental ordinance, Kimmel Park, end of the year, new council. Now we're kind of getting back in the swing of things. So I asked Cheryl to kind of get us an update on some numbers to see what a website update would look like, specifically to make it easier for people to contact us. They have our emails on there right now, but the way that I thought it could be set up, somewhere similar to what we have with the Pothole Patrol, where people could click it, we'd all get an email, send an easy response just to see if we could set something up like that, or the possibility of us all having an at Vincennes account, which would make things a lot easier as we go along. Simpler for the people, simpler for us, make things easier, make communication better. So she's going to look and get a couple of estimates, and then we can get those and discuss those as we move forward.
Okay.
Any other reports? If not, we'll move to report of city officers. Seeing none, we'll move to old business. Ordinance 4, 2016, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit for $35,700. Your first reading was January 25th.
Make a motion to have a second reading on Ordinance 4, 2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to have second reading of Ordinance 4, 2016.
Ordinance 4, 2016, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts containing sections 1 and 2 from Edit $35,700.
Discussion. I see you did have your public hearing.
Yes, we did have a public hearing, and there was no one here to speak for or against this.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette? Yes.
Westfall?
Yes.
Cheryl Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 4, 2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Motion to have third and final reading on Ordinance 4, 2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 4, 2016.
Ordinance 4, 2016, additional appropriation ordinance, 1 and $35,700 appropriated from edit.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Rabbitt?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 4, 2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. Move to new business. First up is reappointment of Brad Dale and Beth Meeks to Redevelopment Commission Board.
Brad Dale and Beth Meeks have both served on the Redevelopment Commission Board, and they are the council's appointment. And I'd just like to make the motion to reappoint them.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to reappoint Brad Dale and Beth Meeks to the Redevelopment Commission.
Call for the question.
Jim Salter?
Yes.
Scott Brown? Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Rabbitt?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Yes.
And those two are reappointed by a vote of 7 to 0. Next is ordinance 5, 2016, additional appropriation ordinance from edit for $20,450 and from Riverboat, $53,536.50.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 5, 2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have first reading of ordinance 5, 2016.
Ordinance 5, 2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2. Riverboat Fund, $53,536.50.
Any discussion?
Is the Lockmuir right-of-way, is that the $450 for the right-of-way?
Yes.
And obviously, the Pioneer was the deal that we set a couple of years ago as they were making their decision to come over here. That was to offset building or whatever and parking. Then we've got our cars. Do you have those cars yet, Chief, or?
And these were actually cars that were from last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just getting them built and getting them to us.
I can explain that. Yeah, actually, these are two of the four vehicles from last year that you approved. They've been quite a long time coming. For some reason, it took a while for them to come in. They are the two Dodge Ram trucks that will be out. The only bills that will be left out of that package of the four vehicles will be, they are up in Indianapolis right now, having the equipment installed, some of which is paid for equipment-wise, some of which is not, and then the installation fee. And then when they come back, they'll be striped and out on the road.
What are you expecting them to be here?
They should be, hopefully by the end of this week, we'll get them back from Indianapolis, and then we'll have to have express neon stripe.
Right, okay.
So a couple of weeks, they'll be out on the road, and we're looking forward to that. So we appreciate it definitely, like we said last year, and we took a little while wait to come in, but we're surely happy that they're here now.
Right.
And again, I want to say that this was first that were ordered last year, because there'll probably be a request for a couple more cars out of Riverboat this year. Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Blaine Chapman?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
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 And first reading of ordinance 5, 2016 passes by a vote of 7 to 0. We will move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $570.56. I'm sorry, what?
$570,000?
$570,056.46.
Did anybody second?
Oh, I second.
Several.
I swear, I heard it.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Brown, to pay claims amount of $570,056.46.
Call for the question.
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Shane Patton?
Yes.
Frank Rowe?
Yes.
Jeremy Lynn?
Yes.
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 And the claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Ms. Delaney?
Other than to note, clearly the council should not have a meeting after the Super Bowl, but other than that.
What'd you do, Jill?
Anything else?
Move it.
Just need a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.